The Trump administration released what's called the National Climate Assessment on Friday. The latest version zeroes in on hazards ahead, like more extreme wildfires and less reliable water supplies in the Southwest. Utah State University researcher Peter Howe studies what people think about climate change. KUER's Judy Fase talked with Howe about what makes the report relevant to Utah.
Utahns are similar to the rest of the country in some ways, where most of us think that climate change is happening. About two-thirds of Utahns think that climate change is happening. So there's broad agreement on that front. There's more disagreement on to what extent humans are causing climate change. About 57% say that humans are the main cause of climate change. And a majority in Utah believe that as well, but it's just 51%.
Based on your research, how much impact will the latest climate assessment have on what people in Utah think about climate change?
Even though people think that climate change is happening, they tend to think that it is a distant problem affecting people farther away from us, more likely to affect plants and animals or affect polar bears, for example. And it's still not something that we have localized and are thinking of as something that is affecting us personally. One of the major takeaways of the National Climate Assessment is that climate change is affecting the U.S. now. It's affecting people all over the country, including people here in Utah. It is affecting our water supplies. It's affecting the weather. It's affecting the snowpack. And it's likely to cause even greater impacts in the future.
What I hear and what you're saying is that this offers maybe some hope for meaningful action.
There are a lot of things that we can do to reduce the risks of climate change. And one of the most important things is transitioning to clean energy sources. And that's actually something that people broadly agree on all over the country, including here in Utah.
Howe says he hopes the report sparks conversations about solutions. Judy Fase, KUER News.